We're good?
It's only 1 feet.
Entertain a motion to come back into regular session from recess.
Go ahead.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion?
Go ahead.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We're now back in regular session for the purpose of public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'll now read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. I will announce each application. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the planning and zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you are required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sign-in sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank, and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And Mr. President, the first hearing today is Eastern Shore Auto Exchange, conditional use 1980. Mr. Lank?
Yes, thank you. This application is to consider the conditional use of land in a B1 neighborhood business district for a used car sales facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 14,295 square feet, more or less. Land lying southwest of Route 5, Harbison Road, half mile south of Route 292A, Russ Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 234, map number 4, parcel number 11. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on March 13th of 2014. In that process, we had comments from DelDOT. We received a letter of no contention for the use of the, existing entrances with conditions. We heard comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. The commission was advised that this site is located in a low-density area according to the comprehensive plan. Wendy Wall was present on behalf of the application and gave testimony. Christine Thompson was present, not in opposition, but with some concerns about lighting, that the existing lighting is not an issue, that she would prefer that there not be any nighttime activities, and that she has no objection if the vehicle displayed do not exceed 10 vehicles. There were no other parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. On March 13, 2014, the commission did defer action for further consideration. On March 27, 2014, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1980 for Eastern Shore Auto Exchange for a used car sales facility based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Two, the site has a history of commercial uses. This is a redevelopment of the site for a used car sales facility. Three, there are other small business and commercial uses in the area, and this will be consistent with these existing uses. Four, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the hours of operation shall be from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, with weekend hours by appointment only. B, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. C, security lighting shall be downward screened and shall be directed away from neighboring properties and roadways. D, any dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighbors and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. E, no automobile repairs shall be performed on site. No automotive parts shall be stored outside. Automobile detailing shall be permitted on the site. F, no junked, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles or trailers shall be stored on the facility. G, no more than 10 cars shall be displayed for sale on the site at any one time. H, all display areas, parking, and storage areas shall be clearly depicted on the final site plan. I, the site shall be subject to all DelDOT entrance and roadway requirements. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated, and that motion carried 5-0. I received no additional comments from any individuals to date since that public hearing.
Any questions from council?
Yes, I have on 4A, I have 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Is that misprint or is
under
the
walls? I have 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Oh, you said
sorry,
eight.
You said 8. Mr. Lang said 8 a.m.
Bifocals got me, I guess. That's
ooh,
all I can say.
So it's 10. Okay.
10.
Okay. And then number G, no more than 10 cars shall be displayed for sale on the site at any one time.
Right.
But other cars could be, say, still on the premises.
Oh, customer cars, sure.
Yeah.
The
or
owner's cars
that are being,
but not for sale.
Being worked on as far as, you know, cleaning and that type of thing.
Not for display.
Not for display, but right around the back. See if there's room around
there could be. It says no more
back
than 10 cars shall be displayed for sale.
For sale. Okay. Got it.
Okay. If there are no other questions, would the applicant please come forward? And if you identify yourself and give us your name and address, please.
Wendy Wall. 30218 Stokely Road, Milton.
Okay, and can you explain what you would like to do on the premises? You heard Mr. Lank give some explanation, but if you could explain to council, please.
Just what he said, we just want to have a small used car business, no more than 10 cars to be displayed at one time. We've done everything that, you know, we were told to do from DelDOT, and all the stipulations that planning and zoning put upon us, we've taken care of all that.
Is this a location of the old Will Rogers package store?
Yes.
And prior to that, it was, I believe, Hunter, Bob Hunter package store? Before.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any questions from council? You've seen the stipulations that planning and zoning had listed that Mr. Lank read into the record, and those are stipulations that are agreeable?
Yes.
Is there any questions from council? If not, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none, Mr. President, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's the council's prerogative, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. If it's okay with council, close the public record. And you can have a seat. That's fine. Thank you. Mr. Moore, if you read the short title.
Yes, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a B1 neighborhood business district for a used car sales facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 14,295 square feet, more or less, tax map ID 2-34-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0- 8-4-11 for reasons 1 through 4 with conditions A through J as indicated by planning and zoning and contained in your packet materials.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver. Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole, to adopt conditional use 1980 with the
conditions
read. Mm-hmm. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes, and I do recall that we had someone from the neighborhood concerned about lighting, and I believe that planning and zoning has done a good job with the conditions, and I agree with their reasons for voting yes. I vote yes.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. Currently, it's already zoned as B1 district, which does not permit the car lot. So with the conditions, I believe it will be an appropriate use. So I'll vote yes.
Phillips.
In light of its historic use as a business location, considering planning and zoning's conditions, I vote to approve yes.
Wilson.
I vote yes on the recommendation of P&Z.
I agree with planning and zoning's findings and their conditions. It already has been a business before. I think it makes sense to put that back in that area. But yes, motion carried. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Next.
The next is conditional use number 1981, Robert and Julie Norwood.
Yes, thank you. This is a conditional use number 1981, application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an office for a cleaning service business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 24,205 square feet, more or less, lying at the northeast corner of Route 24 in Rhett's Lane, which is a private street, 280 feet southwest of Route 284, Mulberry Knoll Route, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 334, map 12, parcels 25 and 26. For the benefit of the council, I just passed copies of the survey down for this property showing the improvements. I also passed down copies of a packet. It's a series of photographs. I have one set showing the other businesses in the area. Again, this application was reviewed through the Planning and Zoning Commission on March 13th of 2014. The applicant was present and did submit that survey and those photographs, which I referenced. DelDOT did provide comments. County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments. We did receive comments from Pastor Maxine McWhorter, Uncle Buckler, hope I pronounced that right, do you know her?
Yeah.
A resident on Rhett's Lane, advising that they are the applicant's neighbors and have no objection. Robert Norwood was present on his behalf and gave presentation and testimony. On March 13th, the commission deferred action for further consideration. On March 27th, 2014, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1981 for Robert and Julie Norwood for a cleaning service business based on the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this business will have little or no impact on neighboring or adjacent properties. Two, there are other small business uses in the area, including doctor's offices, a screen printing business, a lamp store, a small seafood business, and others. Most of these are conditional uses as well. Three, the use will involve use of the existing garage as an office to coordinate the cleaning service. The actual business activities consisting of cleaning and window cleaning occur off-site. For this location along Route 24 is appropriate for a small business use such as this. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to this conditional use application and one neighbor supports it. Six, although this property is located in a subdivision, the deeded documents reference commercial use of the parcel. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a cleaning service business and the offices for such a business. B, the hours of operation shall be 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. C, the entrance subject to all DelDOT requirements and or approvals shall be from Rhett's Lane as it currently exists. D, one lighted sign shall be permitted. The sign shall not exceed 32 square feet in size per side. E, all parking areas for company vehicles and employee vehicles shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site. F, no mechanical work on any vehicle shall occur on site. G, any storage of equipment, cleaning supplies, chemicals, and other items associated with the business shall be located inside the buildings. H, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. And there was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that this application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. And again, for the record, I received no additional comments from the individual to date since that public hearing.
And this is the second time?
Last time he was here, he was proposing a change of zone, and he chose to withdraw his application, and has since applied for this application for conditional use, so we can be more specific about the use.
Right.
And I will note that the originally applied for a window cleaning business, and we basically felt a cleaning business, because you're doing more than just windows, so it seemed more appropriate to allow them to do cleaning services at the same time. So.
Okay. Any other questions from council? If not, Mr. Norwood, would you like to come forward, please? And you'll give us your full name and address and sign in, and then explain to council what you desire to do. Okay.
My name is Robert Norwood, and the address is 34428 Retz Lane. And it's, as you know, for a cleaning business.
Okay, can you give us a little more explanation what you're planning to do, the traffic that would come in, and things like that, please?
Yes, sir. What we're looking to do is just provide an office there and basically a meeting spot for our employees for meeting in the morning. And at any one time, it should be no more than four or five vehicles max that are parked out there just during the day. We don't work any later than, say, 7 p.m. I let all the workers know that they have to be, you know, very quiet. And keep in mind that it is a residential neighborhood, and so that we don't create any disturbance or any additional noise. And so far, everything's been working out good, and I don't anticipate any problems in the future.
Okay, and you did see the conditions that planning and zoning had listed, and those were adequate for you?
Yes, sir.
You feel like there's enough space there for all your workers to park their cars on the property itself and not on the road, not on the side of the road?
Right, absolutely. And I'm also in a process of mapping out an area where we're scraping it out, so they definitely know it. They know where they're supposed to park right now, but there won't be any parking on the highway or anything like that.
Okay, do you have, if there's no other questions from council, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter today, and with council's permission, we can close the public record.
We will close public hearings. I'll give it council, and I will close public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title, please. You can have a seat, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office for a cleaning service business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 24,205 square feet, more or less. Tax map ID 3-34-12, parcel 25 and 26, for reasons numbered 1 through 7 and conditions A through H, as given by planning and zoning and contained in your handout, and as read by Mr. Lankin to the record.
Pleasure, council.
I'll move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant conditional use 1981.
With conditions.
Mm-hmm. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, it's a good location for that size business, and I agree with planning and zoning. I agree with their reasons, and I think the conditions are very reasonable. So, yes.
Cole.
I'll vote yes. I think the planning and zoning's conditions are appropriate. I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips?
I vote yes. It's a very low-impact use that should not create a problem. I think planning and zoning's conditions will further protect the community. And with their recommendation, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on recommendation of P&Z.
I also think that it will certainly have a very small impact on the community. I think planning and zoning did a good job of putting conditions on it. And I agree with those conditions. I think it makes sense. I will vote yes. Motion carried. Thanks, sir.
Okay, thank you. The next one is change of zone 1745, Capital Development Partners, LLC. And those who have already had their hearings, you do not have to stay. You're free to go.
Okay. You're released.
Oh, make them stay. No, wait. They ought to be made to stay.
Oh, no.
Mr. Lang?
Yes, thank you. This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.912 acres more or less, lying south of Route 16 and 300 feet east of U.S. Route 113, and being identified as a part of Tax Map ID District 230, Map 26, Parcel 102. This application, again, was heard by the Commission on March 13th of 2014. Just provided or passed down copies of an exhibit booklet provided to the Commission for review. We also heard comments from DLDOT, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Zach Crouch, professional engineer with Davis Bone and Friedel Incorporated, was present on behalf of the applicant and gave testimony. We did receive a letter from Jeff Reed in support. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone number 1745 for Capital Development Partners, LLC, for a change of zone from AR1 agriculture residential to CR1 commercial residential based upon a record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. A, the site is in a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. It is very near the town of Ellendale. Two, the site essentially at the intersection of U.S. Route 113 and Route 16 is appropriate for CR1 zoning. Three, there are many other commercial zonings and uses in the vicinity. The rezoning will be consistent with this area. Four, the rezoning will not adversely affect neighboring properties or area roadways. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application, and therefore there was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Johnson, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. And again, I've received no additional comments from any individual on this application to date since that public hearing. Mm-hmm. And that's all I have.
Okay, any questions from council? If not, if you'd like to come forward, please.
Jamie Seckler, Davis Bone and Friedel, 23 North Walnut Street, Milford, Delaware. Okay. Just here for a rezoning of 2.91 acres from AR1 to CR1 in Ellendale for a proposed Dollar General. Basically, the parcel's in a level 2. It has county sewer, and as Lauren said, it's close to the town of Ellendale, and based on the demographics of the area, it'd be a good location for this commercial property. So,
okay. Any questions from council? If not, is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of the application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today in opposition? Is there anyone here today in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's council's desire, close the public record.
Okay, well, before we close it, I just want to ask a question.
Mr. Deaver.
We're assuming DLDOT is going to create a very safe entrance there, and has that been Have they determined yet what they're going to do? There's no problem with DelDOT. No objection from DelDOT.
DelDOT comments on the application of the support facility report.
Mm-hmm.
They recommend the application be considered without a traffic impact study.
Mm-hmm, right.
And that the need for a traffic impact study will be evaluated
so
when the development
know.
Plan comes forward.
We don't know exactly how it will be
they
designed,
didn't.
But
they
they're
didn't,
on it.
Didn't seem to object. They just, when they,
yes.
before they get a permit from DelDOT
right.
or from us,
right.
they have to give, probably have to do a traffic impact study.
Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure they're
but we don't know
doing
that.
Your job.
Yeah.
Show me on the map, please, just exactly where this is.
White dot.
The corner.
It's the white.
Right across Wayne Baker's.
Right across. He's got bad eyes. He's
yeah, yeah.
Man, his age.
Yeah, amen.
Right here.
A little closer.
This is the Royal Farms.
Oh, okay, okay.
The old Jimmy's used to.
The Exxon.
Yeah.
Yep. Right next, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Now, Joan's very familiar with Dollar General. It's
yes.
her, it's her favorite. It's her favorite store.
It is my favorite store.
She actually gets all her clothes and shoes, everything.
I do. You
can her whole wardrobe.
Yes.
We will close the public hearing.
So she might have a conflict.
Unless there's someone who wants us not to, we're going to close public comment. Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title, please.
And I'll move for adoption as soon as I can.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.912 acres, more or less, tax map ID 230-26-102.00, part of, for reasons 1 through 5 given by planning and zoning, and is read into the record.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mrs. Deaver,
yes.
to grant change of zone 1745 for the reasons stated in planning and zoning hearing. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I agree with the planning and zoning. It should be approved. I'm glad to see growth in my district, and their reasons are my reasons.
Cool. Yes. I'll vote yes. It is a commercial area with many commercial activities around it, and it's appropriate change of zone.
Mr. Phillips.
I look at this and I see obvious commercial use, if not now, soon. It is in a level 2 growth area as designated by the state, which is typically an area that you target development. Planning and zoning has found it an appropriate use. It's not spot zoning. There's plenty of commercial use around it. I'll vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes, but help Mrs. Deaver because she's got lost. It's really in my district.
Darn.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Cancel the whole proceedings and start over. Reschedule this one, please, Mr. Moore.
It happened to be on the west side.
I'm going to fight you for it.
Of the old highway.
I'm going to fight you for it.
And that happens to be in my district.
Well, it used to be my district.
I don't know what it used to be, but it's in my district today.
Having heard all of that,
it's Jones.
I do agree it's a in a commercial type area, sort of commercial around it. I agree with planning and zoning's deliberations and their reasons. And based on that, I'm going to vote yes, motion carried.
Congratulations.
Quit bringing in such tough ones.
Yeah.
We'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. That's
motion,
my
Mrs. Vote. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
We call
next time.
Don't threaten.
That's right.
That's a yes.
Yes, that's a yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Have a good day, boys.
I'm a yes. Motion carried. We're now adjourned.